Chapter 4. The man in the lead was low-browed and brutal of countenance. A hooked nose came down over repulsively thick lips, and his heavy jaw was covered with a stubble of red beard. His shoulders were too wide even for such a heavy-thewed body. He rode a clean-limbed sorrel that was covered with dust and foamy sweat. Ranged up behind him was as ugly a collection of unhung scoundrels as the Rio Kid had ever seen gathered together in his wide experience with outlaw gangs south of the border. One of the men was slim and dandified, with black eyes and an aristocratically thin mouth beneath a neatly trimmed black mustache. He wore a white hat and a colorful silk bandana around his neck. A brocaded waistcoat and tight-fitting fawn-colored pants with silver conchos up the sides. Sunlight flashed on the carved ivory handle and silver mountings of the .45 at his hip. In contrast, the rider beside him was a border breed, a degraded example of the worst of American stock crossed with an Indian mother, an ignorant bestial man with sloping shoulders and long ape-like arms. The fourth member of the quartet was a tall, emaciated American with thin, sallow cheeks and greenish eyes that held a cat-like glow of feverish intensity. He was the only member of the four who wore two gun belts with a holstered gun tied low at each hip, and he was the one the kid picked at once as the most dangerous of the gang. A killer who would shoot for the sheer love of killing, vain of his gun speed and eager to prove his prowess at any opportunity. Lem Coulter, the man in the lead, leaned over the lathered neck of his sorrel and addressed Pop Judkins in a harsh, grating voice.
"We're looking for a feller that must have rode in here not long ago from the east. A two-gun gazabo that thinks he's tough. You seen him, Pop?"
Pop Judkins darted a keen glance back toward the Rio Kid, who was slouched against the wall, lazily smoking a cigarette while he keenly observed the men out of the corner of his gray eyes. There was a crafty gleam of cunning in Pop Judkins' little black eyes as he faced back toward the outlaw leader and said,
"I reckon you mean the man that only stopped long enough for a bite of breakfast about an hour ago. He was hell-bent on riding west, seemed like. I reckon he must have knew you were close behind him, Lem."
Coulter nodded.
"Rode on west an hour ago, huh? That's all right. Just so's he keeps on riding west.